This is Magnus Poulsen. He's a composer of soundtracks such as VVVVVV and Garden Gnome Carnage and several others. And his website is found at www.souleye.se. Hello.
Hello.
My first question for you, Magnus, is how long you have composed and what made you decide to become a composer?
I guess I've composed like, 20 years? started around the time the Epson HX-20 portable computer came out. And that's a really old computer. It's actually very bad and has a tiny LCD screen. You could make one noise. It had a PC's beeper. You can make one beep at a certain time and length, a certain pitch, or you could have it go silent. So, and it was just one note. So I would sit and you use that. I'd type in data like sound 1.1. That meant pitch 1 for 1/10 of a second, for instance. So everything was in pairs. So if I wanted a new note after that, I would type like 2.1. Mm. That would be like doo-doo, something like that. So that was a long time ago. And fortunately, I don't have that computer anymore because those musics didn't sound too good. So what made me go into music? Well, ever since the Amiga, I used a tracker to compose for fun, just as a hobby, nothing really planning or anything. I was just like anybody else, a bit lost in life. What do I do, etc. Tried out a bunch of different stuff to work-wise, and after I did the soundtrack for V. Another, and of course also Extreme Road Trip, it became apparent that I did not have to do much else than make music for a living. So it's more like, oh, I find myself being a musician now, rather than, oh, I'm going to be a musician. Hmm. So it was less of a choice, more like waking up to the fact that now I can call myself a musician, but I don't really believe in labeling people as identities like jobs, like people do. Hmm. Because people are usually much more than just their name or their title. But yeah, so that was about 2 years ago. Hmm. With the V thing. And since then, I've decided I think I want to become a game creator instead. So I'm trying to get some people aboard and make games with a ethical message that'll screw people's minds and be a little bit trollish and have a lot of fun. Basically art. I want to combine art games with craft games so that they're both nice visuals and audio, but also have something more than just the gameplay, something that will teach the person about themselves, something to that effect, if possible.
When you are writing music, or when, I guess, if you're really taking this game development thing as seriously as it sounds like you are, mm-hmm. What inspires you to do what you do?
Inspire, that comes from inspire, which means to breathe in. And breathing is a function of life, and life is actually the way everything arises out of life. And if you're looking toward a certain focal point, I think it would be a mistake, because most it's a one thing to have like inspirations, like, oh, I listened to Green Day when I was a kid, or I liked the music from Queen, for instance, and I liked the cracked rows and game music of from the Commodore 64 days and Amiga and so on. Those are all inspirational points, But what really comes as being the inspiration is, once you know how it's done, it's less about looking outwards and more looking inwards and creating from a state of, I'm not really thinking about this, I'm just doing what I like, and hopefully whatever instrument you're using becomes like an extension of your own arms or whatever. Hmm. Yeah, so
it's very
inwards
personal.
Is, yeah, and I think that people who imitate a lot may get success, like monetary success, but there's another quality to quote-unquote art, which only comes from putting your own self on the line, so to speak, doing something that you love, and not because you love somebody else's work, even though that's nice and all, but something you love. And it's fine to be inspired, of course. I, for instance, in the V soundtrack, I have some references to some game music that I love, for instance, Street Fighter 2, with the Guile and Ryu theme.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful, though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Can you describe, you know, I know the software that you use, you know, and I think I understand the process of tracking, although I don't really do it myself, but can you describe your compositional process?
Without going into it too far?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, in brief.
Okay, so oftentimes I wake up to the fact that I have some sort of song that I want to get out of my head. And if I don't get it out of my head, then I'll lose it. So the first thing whenever I'm getting some kind of inspiration is to start up a recording tool, record myself humming or playing guitar, or if it's a really simple one, I'll just mash out the notes in the tracker directly. Whatever's the fastest, probably just to get like the structure out. And after the structure is out, which is, can be like some simple chords and some melodies on top of it, that's actually very quick to do. I mean, I've got a guitalele here with it's kind of like a small guitar. And if I was just to go, then I have the structure for half a song already. So when the structure's in the tracker, I'll make like the bass notes, some placeholder drums, then I'll do some melody, and after that, I consider the structure to be complete, and I fill it out, flesh it out, make it more details, add layers and layers of music on top of it to make more harmonies, some cool rhythms, some breaks, and like try to be creative. What can I do with this structure while adhering to the structure? Sometimes breaking the structure is part of a structure. Mm. Yeah, that's basically it. So, but if you want like a very practical way, it's like, yeah, okay, first set up the tempo, insert the bass, get some melodies on top of that, then there's some chords, and then just add small details until it's detailed enough and polished enough so that you're happy with it and people like it. Mm-hmm. It's also really good to get someone to give you feedback on it, preferably someone more than one, and preferably from more than yes sayers. So somebody who don't really, who will call you on your bullshit is really important too. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I make some crappy stuff, and if nobody tells me, I might release it. So therefore, I have piles and piles of unreleased music.
Okay. Well, along that train of thought, I know this is sort of a really tough question, or I would think it would be a tough question, but of your pile of work, and I imagine you probably have a lot of it, what would you consider to be some of your strongest work, or your best work in the... I don't know, as objective as you could possibly be about that.
It's the V soundtrack and the Adventure CD are the things I've done, put the most work into, and I'm the most happy with. Mm-hmm. So that's actually not a hard question at all.
Oh, okay.
if I were to name a song, I mean, the V soundtrack has become so iconic and so wide known that I'm kind of associated with it, and I don't really mind because I really love it myself. There's a couple of songs from that I can still listen to and enjoy myself, and that would be Potential for Anything, Positive Force, Pressure Cooker, mm-hmm. and of course Pushing Onwards, the lead motif.
Well, so I agree. I think it's an excellent soundtrack. It's extremely melodic and well made, and it's worth being proud of. Can you talk a little bit about your sort of your typical day? If you sort of don't subscribe to the idea that you are a composer or that, you know, that's your job, but
I'm employed as a composer right now, but it's a very loose description. Basically, I do whatever I feel like doing, and if that mm-hmm. happens to be composed, I will compose. I get distracted a lot by different things, and the difference between me and many others is that I allow myself to be distracted and just run with it, with whatever happens. So I can find myself walking out and talking to random people on the streets just because I'm curious about something they said in passing by, or if they just have some look funny or whatever. I'm just inquiry. Mm-hmm. So I guess my ordinary day would be exploring. I have a passion for exploring. I'm exploring life. Yeah, pushing onwards. And everybody's got a potential for anything, as long as you have the positive force. And it's like, if you're not, you can be like, you're exploring yourself like in a pressure cooker where you're. And then there's the calm before the storm, like the pending silence. And you can, like, I can go on and on. It's like, it's too easy for me to make associations to go anywhere. But to get them back on track, I like to explore life and whatever possibilities are available to me there. I don't know if you knew, but I was just back from Amsterdam, and in that I feel I have to say, don't do drugs, everybody, kids. Drugs are bad, okay, you don't need them. So I've never done anything like that, but exploring life, sometimes people misconstrue that as doing drugs and stuff. And also, I kind of like the people who have done it, which is really weird because I don't do it. On my Twitter, I made a connection that Super Mario, not like Mario, he eats a mushroom, and then he becomes a man. Like, okay, what's that about? Turns out this mushroom is modeled after a certain mushroom that if you eat them, you can like transcend this reality,
right.
Like get to know God and all that weird stuff and become a member of cult and whatnot. So Mario eats a mushroom, becomes like a man, and then he finds the flower power. the hippie flower power, you know, you find your own power and you can breathe fire if you want. Okay, that's really out there. And then he goes out to search for his princess, and wouldn't you know it, she's in another world.
I never thought of it that way, I guess.
So everything, I like just having a plastic mind and making fun connections between things that aren't really connected is actually a very healthy way for me to stay creative. It also makes me a bit insane, but I also think that those who aren't insane and are very logical and practical and scientific, they're insane in their own right, because they're probably missing out on a bunch of other stuff. So, but I have both in me, so I try to balance.
Would you like to, or would you, if you were called upon to say, you know, would you have any words of wisdom or advice or just thoughts for people who want to be where you are, aspiring composers, musicians, or game developers, or people working in media. Just, would you have anything to say to them, if you could?
If you know what you want to do, just do it, and trust that if you want to, if that's what you really want to do, you'll enjoy every second of it, pretty much. There's some, even learning about how to do a craft should be enjoyable. If you're not inspired while doing it, consider that you might not actually be enjoying it. like everybody who puts their mind to something and goes after it with their full heart will get there. And if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, you might want to search into that first. Okay. But start out simple, continue doing whatever you're doing, and in the beginning it's okay and well to just practice whatever songs anybody else done that you like imitate them until you know how to either play or create something others actually enjoy. It's not enough that you enjoy it, but when other people start to enjoy it too, it's a sign you're on the right track. Obviously, if it's something you want to do, you are on the right track. But if you want to be commercially viable, other people has to like it too. Then again, it's like there's the balance again, because if you try to go too commercial, you might lose your soul doing it, and you don't want that. So you want to be able to keep your integrity while doing stuff that you like, and hopefully what you like is something that other people will like as well. Now, there's a lot of people in this world, and the internet is a big scary place, but it's also a friendly place, and if you can just reach enough people, there's bound to be millions of people who like the exact same thing as you do. So if you're on this journey and you have a lot of naysayers around you who just say that you actually suck, you are worthless, this is not going to work for you, why don't you just get a haircut and get a real job? Then these people are not really supportive of you and your growth, and try to associate with people who are supportive of you, because their internet, like especially me having played a lot of internet multiplayer games, I know that people aren't really a common experience is that people are there just to make your day worse. I'm sure most people can relate to that, and it's fun for a while to learn how to play that game, but at some point that's got to be transcended, and you have to focus inwards and find out what you want and grow from there.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's pretty much all the questions I had, so I'll just conclude by saying to listeners, I suppose, that was Magnus Poulsen. His website is www.soli.se.
Yes.
And to thank you very much for participating in this interview.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.